Hello, you guys. It's been two whole motherfucking years. The chillers don't have to go under some construction. But really, that pandemic kind of fucked us all up. And even now, still fucking us all up. I'm confused, y'all. Now, mind you, I'm about to hit 30. But what I don't quite understand is why. Now, I can see why teenagers feel like, oh, well, 30 years old is old. But baby, 20, 21, 22, 23, my dear, your ass is on the way. And then 30 is not old. 30 is just like 20, a rite of passage. Y'all tripping. Let's get to 60. You feel me? But anywho, it's a lot of shit that has been going on. I know I'm tired of seeing fucking Krishan Rock and Blueface, and I just don't understand what's everyone's obsession with these toxic people. Like, are we just toxic or what? Because I don't get that shit. I don't get why that type of shit entertains so many fucking people. But hey, to each its own. It's just like, ever since the pandemic, everything is a think piece. Like, my thing is this. Yes, Krishan and Blueface have issues, but a lot of people like that have issues. It's a lot of relationships like that in the hood, in the streets, where the girl feels as though she got a fight with her man. And then you got her homegirls and her folks cheering that shit on, when really they should be checking that shit. And that's what don't get me about these quote-unquote men out here. Cause, and I'm not talking about people acting feminine or like nothing to do with like gay men or anything like that, being a gay man myself. But you know, it makes me think about all these men, quote-unquote, that would pick on, you know, me and stuff, or just any other gay individual. But it's like, why don't you have that same energy towards somebody who like would beat up your female cousin or your sister or somebody? You know what I'm saying? It's always some type of, let's talk it out, let's wait, like me, like what the fuck? Handle that motherfucker. Don't sit back. Like, and that's another thing, because I know this is just one of those random thought podcasts. I'm going to be honest. Well, hell, if y'all listen to the show, y'all know I don't really write out content. I don't really plan it. For me, I just want to organically go off, you know, what I feel, kind of like a virtual diary, you know? And you can agree or disagree. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, la, la, la. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I just feel like the men, quote unquote, of today, I don't know what the fuck that is. Because it's crazy. It's like they don't, they be so quick. They're more like females. And like I said, this isn't like about gay men and feminine, you know, men. But I'm talking about like these super, oh, I'm so macho. It be the super macho motherfuckers that be the biggest bitches. Like, let's be for real. Now, I'm going to share something very personal with y'all. Because shit, it's been 2 years. And y'all need to know. And hell, I mean shit. If it's any problem, hell, I can always run that shit again. I don't condone violence, but this is where the man situation come in play. So the pandemic, I had just moved to Atlanta. And with me moving here, I didn't have a job, obviously, because I didn't know nobody here. So, you know, the first thing on my mind is to get a job. Okay, so my mother's boyfriend has dialysis, or he's on dialysis, whatever reason, woo, woo, woo. He used to play in the league, but mind you, he wasn't like super famous or nothing. Like, he just played like a while back. Okay, that didn't work out. Excuse me. And basically, he don't work. He ain't been working. Like, he collected check, woo, 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 whatever, whatever. But where the story comes into correlation with the whole man thing. Now, with me, I had worked a little bit, then the pandemic hit, and then, you know, shit stopped. So I was still looking for a job. Mind you, I had only been without a job for like 2 months. Do you know this motherfucker tried to make it seem as though I was lazy? Mind you, even before I knew, like, I was moving to Atlanta with my mom or whatever, like, I knew I would have to start from the ground up. And that takes time because it's a lot of people down here and a lot of people want jobs. So, long story short, I wasn't making excuses. I was letting my actions speak. But it's the fact that he felt, quote unquote, as a man, he needed to give me a check or whatever the case. First of all, he's not my stepfather. He's my mom's boyfriend. They've been together for a long time. But, bitch, you don't have no jurisdiction over here. I'm a grown-ass adult. You're not going to tell me what I need to do if my mama's not telling me what I mean, my mama already know. Like, you know, like, I get to them. I've been working since 16. And that's not to brag. It's just I don't need nobody who don't have no fucking employment or nothing else going on really to tell me what the fuck to do. But what pissed me off was it's like he kept trying to throw, like, emasculate me. Like, yes, I'm feminine as hell, but you know, I still know what I pee with. You feel me? Respectfully. So it's like, why did he feel, for him to be a man, an older man, and me being younger, you felt it was necessary to emasculate me just to make yourself feel better? Okay. And so, yeah, of course, a bitch was crying because I was frustrated. Because it's like, I really want to make this shit in Atlanta work. I mean, you know how mothers are when in situations like that. They're just torn in between. But that was just one of the incidents for me that was serious. We can get to the other little shit later. So, this was one time. So, another time, he tells me, oh, well, I need to get it together or get the fuck out. And I better not tell my mama I can get the fuck out. Girl, you know damn well I wouldn't tell my mama that shit. Because I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mind you, my mama didn't care because my mother knows me. You feel me? And it's just, it was crazy. So, we're going to fast forward a little bit. Because I don't want to just do it. I don't want to stay on topic. But after that, a few months later, me and him, it got into a physical altercation. Because, you know, he had been talking shit. He basically tried to make it seem like I put something in his weed, which isn't true. But we're not going to, you know, not even that he would listen to this bullshit anyway. But, anywho, child, he tried to, you know, call himself putting his hands on me. But you know, he's like, oh, you're not a man, you're not a man, you know, about while saying all that. Mind you, I cracked his shit. You feel me? It really didn't take much to disable his ass, because mind you, I told you he's on dialysis. So it wasn't like I was trying to fight someone disabled or someone who has a disability, but I mean, he was coming at me reckless. And he just kept saying, yeah, you're not a man, you're a male, you're a male, you're a male. Now here's the second piece of that, okay? Mind you, while living at this residence, I'm working, okay? So, you know, he plays this video game, which to me makes it seem like, okay, well, hell, you ain't too sick, because if he was that sick, you wouldn't be playing a video game. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm old school sick. Like, bitch, get in there, lay down, go to sleep type shit. Tell me why every day, even now, this motherfucker plays a video game. He just now started getting out of the house and going to the gym. But trash needs to be taken out. The lawn needs to be mowed. You feel what I'm saying? It's little things around the house that need to be taken care of. That's what a man does. A man take care of home. He don't sit around on his ass and talk a whole bunch of shit to some fucking teenagers on a fucking game. Now, mind you, yes, he is a bit enabled, but like I said, that part is not really my business because it's my mom's relationship. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because of him and how his actions are and how what he said had affected me. And I'm just like, first of all, worry about you and my mom's relationship. Don't worry about what I got going on. I'm grown. And you said many times before you didn't want to play stepfather. They've been together for like 20 years. And it's like, don't start playing that shit now. Bitch, I'm almost 30. Okay, I don't need that shit from you. But anyway, I didn't mean to get too deep in the deep. Oh, that's cute. They got matching porches. Wow. I'm walking while I'm doing the podcast. It's crazy. Maybe I should call this segment A Walk With Nature, because I really just want to do something that everybody's not doing. You know, the professional setup is good and stuff, but bitch, we like it real and raw. Because low key, I feel like this is like the whole phone conversation, and it would really suck if the headphones I had in my ear was not recording this shit, because bitches, we are 10 minutes in. Anyway, y'all, I'm on my way to the Family Dollar. Like, oh my God. I'm doing a podcast going to Family fucking Dollar. That is so, what you call it? But anywho, yeah. But I had brought that whole shit up because it's like, I grew up around men, like real men that actually did shit about shit. And it's just times like with him, he don't, for him, because mind you, he's like 300 something pounds. Like, I told y'all, this is a former football player. So for me, I'm just kind of like, for you to, you know, have this strong arm attitude when it's time to get strong arm, you certainly be sitting there looking stupid, but you're a man. Girl, get the fuck out of here. But like I said, he's just one of many. It's many others. And I just find that so hilarious. But another thing is, they be quick to call the gays out their name, but as soon as they need some help, honey, who they calling? Because let me tell y'all something. I was on my way to Walmart. I was at Walmart. I was finna walk in. And this lady needed some help. Guess who was the only quote-unquote man who was available? My gay ass. You know what? This bitch did ask me for some fucking help. I'm sitting there like, bitch, you already know. You don't even fuck with my kind. But let's take a break. So, we're back. I'm back. That's the name of this episode. I'm back. It's really just me ranting and raving. If y'all are new to this, some things should just be for fun. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this shit fun. Because see, nowadays, everyone's a content creator. And it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong. But just like anybody else, if you're gonna do something, do that shit. And I be seeing little videos of, oh, I don't know what to post, and it's so exhausting. Sweetheart, you chose this life, okay? You chose this motherfucking life, so make it do what it do. Because there's plenty of people. Now, everybody come up ain't gonna be the same, but hold on. That's so rude of them. But anyway, everybody's content ain't gonna be the same. But one thing I've learned is you never know who might like your shit. Cause for me, I really wasn't intending to get back on this, but then I kept getting notifications that people was listening to it, and I'm like, really? I wasn't expecting this. So thank you. To everybody that listened, to everybody that's still listening, and shit, whether you like it or not, I'm gonna keep the shit flowing because I actually like this. It's like, it's no cameras, it's just talk. And you know, maybe my content is voice content, you know, because I don't mind recording shit, but not gonna contradict myself because I just said, bitch, it's the life you chose. But I do understand when content creators feel drained and you're like, I don't know what to record or whatever the case. So anybody out there who is a content creator, wanna be one, girl, do that shit, post that shit, even post the fucked up shit. Cause let me tell you, on TikTok, whew, baby, TikTok has allowed me to come out of my shell more and break that barrier of, oh God, you know, girl, fuck them people. post the content, sis, sir, bro, brother, whoever the fuck you are, post that shit. You'll get your following. Stop thinking about what they will and won't like. Damn, this is so unprofessional, y'all. But I'm giving y'all the real and why. I told y'all I was just walking from Family Dollar. I'm right around the corner from one, literally. But yeah, I hope this year goes good for everyone. Yeah, because let me tell you, bitch, back to the pandemic shit, I'm so grateful. I don't want to, like, I don't know, I didn't want to go through it. Like, I'm pretty sure all of us didn't want to go through that bullshit. But some of us, you know, were able to flourish. Some weren't, because, you know, a lot of people did pass. But some were able to flourish, you know. And shout out to those people who are flourishing. You know, they don't give up. You have to keep pushing, because this shit is hard. Especially the millennials, girl. Let me tell you something. It's so different when you see your people get old and you're like, damn, now I'm the one who's going to be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm having that happen right now. My great-grandma passed last year. Well, 2021, around November. So, you know, grannies, because she was my great-grandma, they're always like the glue of the family. Yeah, girl, the family's a little apart. And it's only apart just because there's not that order or structure. But my grandma, her daughter, her health isn't failing. Well, it's declining, let's be honest. Because, like, my nana has bad knees. I don't know why she won't get them fixed. It's like, she's just so stubborn and independent like most older people. And for me, I'm so used to her being up and chipper and ready to go. It does kind of fuck with me. And then it's like, I feel like, well, damn, I'm starting to get, you know, like, in a better professional career position, you know, making good money. And it's like, damn. Like, is this the price I'm going to pay, like, for my success? Like, is some, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole lot to unpack. It's definitely something to get deep into. But, yeah, those are some of the things I'm going to be talking about on here, you know? More so because you never know who might need to hear something. So, yeah. But this was a light snack, honey. I might come back a little later. Because I need to keep the machine fed. So, yeah.